Danielle Crowley, come on up here. This is Danielle.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this young lady. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the wisdom that resides in her. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of counsel and wisdom and might, Father God, that resides within her. I thank you, Father God, that she is one who can be trusted. She is one that people confide in, not only her peers, Father God, but I see even older people looking to you like there's an, like natives say, old spirit within this one. Like a spirit of wisdom and counsel, and that people can confide and trust you for their stuff. So I see peers beginning to open up to you. I see many young people coming to you and just saying, I've got to tell somebody this. And you're one that I can trust. You're one that I can just spill my heart out to. And you're one that will not judge. You're one that will not speak prematurely. You're one that will listen. And then the Lord will give you an answer to speak in that time of need. He's even, I hear the scripture, he will awaken your ear morning by morning. He will give you the tongue of the learned and the pen of a ready writer. And the Lord will begin to give you words of knowledge, words of wisdom for different ones that come to you. And he will begin to speak to you things that are secrets, that are secrets from the Father that he can entrust you with, because you're one who is able to keep things confidential, who is able to be trusted with things that, you know, that are most people are ashamed to tell anybody about, you know, things that they've done. And God is just going to really give you some wise counsel to people. And when they do, you will just pray with them and give them back to the Lord. And he'll teach you how not to take it onto yourself. You know what I mean? And have it become a real big, heavy, loaded burden. But he will teach you to then give it back to the Lord where it belongs.
The Lord has given me a scripture for you. Would you give me your name again? Danielle. No, that's a good name. The scripture he's given me for you, Danielle, is found in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have been a good friend to others, but you've also been a friend to God. You know that he longs to have counsel with you. He longs to hear your voice in the prayer closet so he can come visit with you, because he's been looking all over for you. He's been looking for someone just like you. You don't fall short in any way. Right where you're at in this season of life, you have found real favor with the King, and he likes to fellowship with you. He also gave me a word for you. He said, you are not asking largely enough. You tend to ask small or minimize. It's a worth thing, a value thing. You want others to be able to be blessed, or others to have the big vision or the big dream. But the Lord says he has given you a big dream, and he wants you to ask largely. And he also gives me another word for you. Come boldly into his presence. Don't, some people are timid when they come into the presence of the Lord, like they feel unworthy or they feel like they don't measure up. But he said he's found your heart. completely His. That's all He's looking for, is a heart that's completely His. And then He welcomes you boldly. And then He will show Himself strong on your behalf. So when you come boldly, ask the big prayers. I see you actually being able to shift a church, shift some city fathers, shift some political issues. Boy, sometimes they bug you, these political things. But God says if you will pay attention, He'll give you the prayer that will shift some policies. He'll show you how to pray those kinds of prayers. So that's why He wants you to start asking for some big things.
Danielle, when I was praying, I heard Isaiah 61. And it goes, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And this is the very thing that Jesus proclaimed about Himself. And that Spirit, which is Jesus, rests in you. And He has called you to be one that would heal people's hearts. And you don't have to think about, oh, what am I going to do or what am I going to say? God is going to just drop things into your heart and it'll flow out of you naturally. It'll flow out of you naturally. You'll touch them and there will be a transference of His Spirit into them, into their heart and into their body. And they will be healed. Wounds in the heart, aches and pains that they've had. God is going to use you with simple words to bring them from a place where they felt like they were perishing into a realm where they're seeking after God and looking to Him, and where life is transformed into them, and not only into them, into their families. God has put His mark upon you of His Spirit, and He has called you to walk upright, a stately, stable young lady, a young, beautiful lady. And the thing about it is God is bringing you to a place where His favor is going to manifest to you, which means that people will be attracted to you for who you are. People will come to you and they don't even know why they want to be around you, but it's because it's the Spirit of God that's in you that they're attracted to. And God has given you that Spirit, and He's going to show you what it is that He wants you to do.
And one last thing. Can we pray for healing over your heart? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for this precious heart. Lord God, even as you have put within her, God, the gift of healing, I thank you, Father God, that you are first healing her heart. God, of even scars and wounds, Father God. Lord God, you know what they are, Father, and I thank you and I praise you, oh God, that you are the great healer. Oh, thank you, Jesus, God, that she is being healed even now, Lord God, from deep within. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that even as you are healing her mind, soul, body, and spirit, God, she is then going to turn around and become a healer of nations. She will be like a healing balm of Gilead, God. God, that even as she stretches out her hand, God, to pray for people, the healing virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ will flow through her. And God is going to give you words of knowledge in the area of healing, especially in emotional realms for people. And don't be afraid of it. He's really, really going to flow through you in that way.